Around 700 customers on the Sunshine Coast and a further 800 in Noosa don't have power this morning. It's as Energex crews work across the southeast to repair damage caused to the network during last night's storm. Golf-sized hail was reported across several suburbs in Brisbane, while play was suspended at Suncorp during the Pacific Championships. And there's a chance of more storms today as the Sunshine Coast stares down another day of hot temperatures in the high 30s. Miriam Bradbury from the Weather Bureau says what we can expect.
So it is still a good idea to keep an eye on the radar through this afternoon, but at this stage they don't look likely to be as widespread or severe as what we saw on Sunday.
The Sunshine Coast and Noosa local government areas are currently under a fire ban. It came in at midnight and will be in place until at least midnight tonight. Construction of the new terminal at Sunshine Coast Airport has begun just in time as it records a new record in passenger numbers. New government aviation statistics show Sunshine Coast Airport recorded the highest passenger growth of any Australian airport in July, up 18.9% on the same month last year, while more than 458,000 passengers travelled through the Sunshine Coast from July to September. That's an increase of 17%. CEO Chris Mills says the increase is a strong vote of confidence in the region. Briefly, emergency services were called to a reported cabin fire in the hinterland early last night. They arrived at the address on Mullaney Stanley River Road at Berubin at 6:30 p.m. No one was inside the cabin and no patients required any medical treatment. A year on from the state election and the LNP has kept its lead over Labor. New polling in the Courier-Mail shows the government's ahead 54% to 46% two-party preferred. And $70,000 was raised on Saturday night at the Sunny Kids Merrill Ball. The funds will directly support local children and families experiencing domestic and family violence and hardship.